Welcome to Random Radio. I'm your host, David Bolander, and thanks for listening. Every week, we discuss a random topic, whether from a listener like you or my choice. Now, this week's topic is how sports changes people. And don't forget that any opinions shared on the show are just that, opinions. And if anyone on the show says anything offensive, they don't mean to offend you specifically. They are only expressing their opinions and what they think. And with that out of the way, let's get on with the show. So, I started cross-country towards the middle of the season, before it, I really didn't exercise all that much, which made my first few practices hurt a lot. If you've ever done a sport, you know what this feels like, where you didn't exercise over the off-season, or you didn't exercise before you started, and it just hurts. It just hurts like no other. And, but over time, I got used to the pain of that I was feeling, and I made a whole bunch of new friendships, right? And now that my season is over, and I say this because some people on the team are still running while I'm writing this, they just finished up state, so yeah, I'm happy for them, but I'm in the lower speed people, so I didn't get to go to state, but that's okay. But anyway, now that my season's over, I lost a few friends, but I think I kept the best of them. I think I kept the best people. Now, if you know me personally, I am not a very social person, which causes me to lose friends like so easily. But somehow, I've managed to keep some of these people in my life, or they've managed to keep me, like grabbing onto me super tight, probably. But either way, I really feel like I benefited in the way of social. In my social life from cross country, and I didn't have all too many friends, like real friends before this. Ever since I started attending practices, I've really been making a lot of friends, like making friends left and right. And it also, this might also have something to do with a recent confidence boost that I've been having. It might be podcasting, even might be affecting it, but I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how things go if the rush dies down at all. But either way, I'm so much happier now, and I really think that things can only get better from here. Honestly, I think it's just going to keep on going better. Now, if you've ever tried making friends is hard, right? But I think making this kind of commitment, like a sport or even an internet commitment, like something like that, it might be stressful at first. It might be super stressful at first, but like cross country, that commitment has been honestly the best move I've made in my entire life. At least I think so. And I just think it's beautiful how a group of people who prior to attending practices and stuff, like they didn't know each other at all, right? But after attending practice, they can unite and they can collaborate under a common banner. Right, I just find that so beautiful. Now, over the cross country season, I've also actually noticed that I've taken a new view on pain. Right, and if you've ever been in a sport, you know that things hurt. You know that eventually something's gonna hurt, whether it be at the beginning or at the end. One of your muscles is bound to hurt at some point. And I've always viewed pain as a bad thing, as like your body telling you that you're working way too hard. Right. That you're like about to break, right? But now though, after this cross country season, then I think pain is more so like a sign of growth. It's hard to realize. It was hard for me to realize both physically and mentally. But I think that growth is marked through the pain you experience. Like think about the way muscles are formed. Like it's by tearing them apart, right? And building them back way stronger than they were before. And this process hurts. If you've ever done like a workout or something, it hurts a lot, and you're sore for the next like 3 days. But over time, like the pain doesn't really lessen, and if anything, it actually gets worse and worse. But your body actually learns to accept it, right? It kind of gets used to it, so to speak. And eventually, if you keep pushing yourself far enough that it hurts like every day, you'll notice just how much you can do now, right? And you'll notice your pain tolerance, you'll notice your abilities in whatever you're doing. right? Now, an example from my life is like I was barely, like before the cross country season, I was barely able to run a quarter mile without feeling that my legs were about to fall apart, right? Now I can probably run a 5K without breaking a sweat. And 5K is just like, and 5K is about 3.2 something miles, something like that. It's always different whenever you Google it. But anyway, despite this, despite my apparent growth, I keep trying to push myself harder and harder and harder, just so that I can experience more growth, right? Like maybe someday I'll even be able to run a marathon. And the idea of running a marathon for me, it just is insane. It's absurd. Like my brain always thinks, like, me run a marathon? No way, no way, I can't do that. But you never know. And these kinds of commitments, if you perform them correctly, can actually can make us do way more than we ever thought we even could, right? You'll be very surprised with the results if you do this. And as with so now, as with the last episode, we don't have any official supporters, though I do actually have a few shout outs that I would like to put out there. I'd love to recognize my family for all their support, my parents, my just everybody in my family, especially my cousin, who is going to remain nameless for right now. He really went above and beyond on his support, and I'd just like him to know, if he's listening, I really appreciate him, and I can't even begin to think how I'll repay him, right? Thank you so much for your support. Anyway, if you'd like to support us, listen to the previous episode and find details on how you can. Listen to episode one, and I'm probably going to say it again, hopefully next episode, in a better way, now that I've been doing this for two episodes. But anyway, yeah, watch the last episode for more details. Now, back with this. Cross country requires a ton, a lot, a lot of time and effort. And I don't think that that's just cross country, but at least for me it was. And for cross country, we practiced like at least 2 hours a day. On most days. There were a couple of days where it was easy just because coaches were gone, but most days then we practiced for about 2 hours a day right after school. And on top of this, I actually had to balance my schoolwork and my sleep. Like, you wouldn't think sleep is something you had to balance. Schoolwork makes sense, but sleep, you wouldn't think that you need to think about that even. But this actually led me to create a better work ethic and let me to learn more time management skills, right? And now that cross country's over, I'm trying to keep these skills with me just so I can benefit from them, right? Because I'm afraid I'm going to lose them, so I'm trying to hold on to those a little bit better. And cross country really forced me into a situation where I had to kind of warp where my time and my energy was going, just so that they were constantly working for me during the week, and resting and letting me rest over the weekend. Now, if you ever take on a commitment, like a sport or even like YouTube or something, or podcasting, remember to make most out of your weeks. But take note, that's actually the spaces between the notes that makes music beautiful. What I mean by this is you need rest at some point. Like, as humans, we really can't survive without rest and supply of energy. Like, stay hydrated, stay, like, eat enough food and get enough sleep. Especially enough sleep. And our muscles and our minds both need time to regrow and heal from our workouts. Like, think about how I just explained how muscles grow, right? You tear them apart and then they regrow over time. But you need to give those muscles time to regrow, so you're not like constantly just breaking it apart, or you're gonna end up hurting yourself, right? So just take some time to rest, and don't take that time for granted. Now that cross country's over, it's been really hard for me to find rest, and I'm really glad that I could get enough rest while I was doing that. But we absolutely need it to keep going with our lives. And remember, this advice or whatever I'm doing right now doesn't just apply to sports. It can actually apply to really just any major commitment, such as like school, and school is a big one. YouTube, podcasting, even a new little routine you want to try, right? Big or small, any of the things that you want to do. You need to apply a good work ethic, right? That's always important. Make sure that you get it done. Understand that it'll probably hurt when you're starting out, right? Like, I just understand that. It's probably going to hurt when you start out, but you're really going to feel benefits after a while, or after, like, a week or two. Just know that. And be, for sure, then just be open to support, right? Be open to support from friends, family, the community, everybody, just because they can really help you through that initial starting point, right? And you need to tell people about it too, because there's no way they can help you if they don't know about it. But anyway, overall, I'd highly, highly recommend committing yourself to something, whether it be working out every day or reading for a certain amount of time every day, or going back to school, or taking on a sport, or something. Right? I highly recommend it, just for the things that I've said today, and there are many, many more things that you should take into consideration. If you're afraid of doing it, do it with some friends. Right? If you're scared of it, then don't be afraid to admit that you're scared of it. Grab some friends. Ask them, hey, do you want to do this thing with me? And more than likely, they'll say, yeah, let's try it out, right? And they can really help you, they can really help push you through hard times, and you can really help push them through hard times, and friends and support can really make the transition so, so much easier on you from going from your normal life to your new life, really. And with that, then, I'm David Bolander, and this was Random Radio, signing off.